yesterday's attacks on another place.
Some say that he does have ties to Muslim extremists. I don't know.
During the last century, the United States has been behind the numerous coup d'etats against the independent governments in Latin America, aimed to designate governments ruled by puppet governors that guarantee the interests of Washington. Earlier this month, Venezuelan Foreign Minister Jorge Arriaza appeared before the United Nations Security Council to reveal Washington's role in the coup attempt implemented by the President of the Venezuelan National Assembly.
Hemos de decir que en esta oportunidad Estados Unidos no está detrás del golpe de Estado, lo confieso, no está detrás del golpe de Estado. Está delante del golpe de Estado. Está a la vanguardia del golpe de Estado. Da y dicta las órdenes, no solo a la oposición venezolana, sino también a los gobiernos satélites de los Estados Unidos en la región y pareciera que en Europa y otras partes del mundo.
The Venezuelan foreign minister condemned the 8-day ultimatum of European governments to his country to hold new presidential elections. He said that European countries should worry about their own internal issues instead of intervening in Venezuela.
¿Qué? El presidente Macron, en vez de dedicarse a las protestas permanentes de los chalecos amarillos, del pueblo trabajador francés, se dedica a agredir a Venezuela. Ahora ven cerca del Eliseo a un trabajador con un chaleco amarillo que está trabajando y salen los guardias prácticamente asustados porque le tienen miedo a su pueblo. Dedíquense a sus asuntos. China.
U.S. efforts to put pressure on Venezuela in the UN Security Council got frustrated by Russia and China's veto of its declaration against Venezuela. The Russian ambassador to the UN denounced Washington's attempts to lead Venezuela to bloodshed.
Мы решительно осуждаем тех, кто толкает венесуэльское общество в пропасть кровавой междоусобицы. Соединенные Штаты рисуют нам картину противостояния режима Мадуро народу Венесуэлы. Эта картина далека от реальности.
The latest round of tensions in Venezuela erupted on January 23rd after the president of the Venezuelan National Assembly, Juan Guaido, declared himself with the support of the United States as the interim president of Venezuela before a crowd of his supporters in Caracas.
Ante Dios, Todopoderoso, Venezuela, el respeto a mis colegas diputados y miembros de la unidad, juro. Asumir formalmente las competencias del Ejecutivo Nacional como el presidente encargado de Venezuela.
His inauguration as the new president of Venezuela was immediately recognized by the U.S. President Donald Trump. This escalated tensions in Venezuela and provoked clashes between the National Guard and the pro-coup protesters. Violent clashes broke out across the country. More than 20 people died in the violence. The Venezuelan president, Nicolas Maduro, has warned that the United States is seeking to plunder the energy resources of Venezuela. The president warned against Washington plots to impose a puppet government in Venezuela through a coup d'etat and announced the breakdown of diplomatic relations with the United States.
He decidido romper relaciones diplomáticas y políticas con el gobierno imperialista de los Estados Unidos. Fuera, se van de Venezuela, dándoles 72 horas para que abandonen el país todo el personal diplomático y consular de los Estados Unidos de Norteamérica en Venezuela.
Señor, levantando la mano nuevamente, autoproclamándose presidente de la República Bolivariana de Venezuela. Es un asunto gravísimo y atenta contra el Estado de Derecho, atenta contra la paz de todos los venezolanos.
Most of the governments that support the coup attempt by the opposition are members of the so-called Lima Group. Caracas previously warned that these governments had received orders from the United States to stage a coup in Venezuela. Guaido justifies his self-proclamation as interim president of Venezuela in Article 233 of the Venezuelan Constitution that states, "The President of the Republic shall become permanently unavailable to serve by reason of any of the following events: death, resignation, removal from office by decision of the Supreme Tribunal of Justice, permanent physical or mental disability certified by a medical board designated by the Supreme Tribunal of Justice with the approval of the National Assembly, abandonment of his position, duly declared by the National Assembly, and recall by popular vote." But Maduro reads the same article to question the legal basis of Guaido's measures.
Al contrario, la lectura estricta, la interpretación de la letra de la Constitución dice que en Venezuela hay un presidente constitucional elegido por el pueblo, decidido por la soberanía y la voluntad popular, y ese presidente se juramentó y está en los primeros días de un mandato de 6 años.
Maduro has emphasized on the legality of the presidential election of May 20th of 2018, reiterating that the vote was held with the same mechanism of the legislative elections of 2015, in which the opposition came out winning. He denounced the United States and its allies' refusal to accept the result of the presidential election. Several countries, including Russia, China, Iran, and Turkey, supported Maduro as legitimate president of Venezuela. The Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif held a phone conversation with his Venezuelan counterpart Jorge Arreaza and confirmed Iran's support for the Venezuelan government. In Latin America, Mexico and Uruguay called for a dialogue between the government and the opposition in Venezuela.
Nos preocupan libertades y derechos humanos, que por eso pensamos y exhortamos a que haya un diálogo inmediato que evite una escalada de violencia, como bien lo señaló el secretario general de la Organización de las Naciones Unidas, con quien coincidimos.
Meanwhile, the coup attempt supported by the United States was rejected by the leftist social movements in different countries. The protests against the U.S. measures came in a session of the Organization of American States in Washington, where the U.S. Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, urged Latin American countries to recognize Guaido.
We need more violence in Venezuela. Look what the U.S. has supported all over Latin America throughout the year.
There are several analysts who compare the current coup attempt in Venezuela with the 1953 U.S. coup in Iran, when the United States overthrew the popular government of Prime Minister Mohammad Mossadegh, who had nationalized the Iranian oil. Venezuela has the largest proven oil reserves in the world. Its reserves are estimated at 302 billion barrels, or more than 24% of the world reserves, according to the OPEC. The United States saw its interests in Venezuela in danger after the former president, Hugo Chavez, came to power in 1999 and nationalized the country's oil industry years later. Since then, the United States has imposed more and more sanctions on the Bolivarian country.
Del consorcio Cimco, que hoy desaparece. Y ahora es PDVSA. José Leal, mecánico, hasta hoy el consorcio Cimco, una empresa privada. ¿Cuántas empresas en totales que estamos nacionalizando? 60 empresas.
Chavez was also the main promoter of Latin American integration during the 21st century and founded the Community of Latin American and Caribbean States, CELAC, an organization aimed to counteract the role of the Organization of American States, seen as an instrument to impose American policies in the region. Before his last medical intervention for cancer, Chavez explicitly named Nicolas Maduro as the one who is going to save his legacy after his death. The Bolivarian government of Venezuela has served as a model for several progressive governments in Latin America. The coup attempt supported by the United States is seen as the most recent effort led by the United States to quell the inspiring resistance of Venezuela. But the government of President Nicolas Maduro has promised to win the war of wills against the United States and its allies with the popular support.